Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching is going to be on the believer's authority. Now, we will be teaching you the authority of the believer in Christ. If you're a Christian, you can do great and mighty things that most of us don't know. It took me a long time to learn this. Now, at the end of this teaching, there will be a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they will be free and postpaid. I hope you enjoy the teaching.
Once you learn who you are and what you can do and what you're supposed to do and the covenant you have with the King, I'm going to guarantee you, you're never going to have another sick day in your life. I learned that many years ago. And when I learned that from that day to this, from the day I learned and received Jesus as my healer, I've not had one sick day. So praise God. It's a wonderful place to live. You don't have to even be concerned. And not even needing any kind of a benefit package just to know that you're never going to be sick again is a wonderful place to live, isn't it, brother?
Yes, it is.
And we can all do that as sons and daughters of the King. And the Lord's telling us how to do it. And He says, stand therefore having your loins girded about with truth. What in the world does it mean to have your loins girded about with truth? I'll tell you what it means. Tell the truth. That's what it means. As long as you're truthful in everything you do and you don't lie about anything, you don't open no door to the devil. You gird your loins about with truth. Whatever you do, don't even tell a little white lie. Tell the truth. That is the spiritual armor that you need, because as long as you're telling the truth, you open no doors to Satan. So have your loins girded about with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Now then, once you learn that Jesus, in 2 Corinthians 5:21, by what He did on the cross, you became the righteousness of God in Christ. Now, if you became the righteousness of God in Christ, what should you act like? A regular little hellion out here that's going out and living with some woman or man out of wedlock and doing all kinds of mean things and talking evil about everybody? Or should you live righteous? Well, God give you the choice. Although He made you the righteousness of God in Christ, you still have the privilege of going out and living like the devil if you want to. But if you do, you're going to live out there in the world where sickness and disease and killing and stealing and destroying is. Now, if you want to walk in obedience to what He made you, the righteousness of God in Christ, you put on this righteousness by being righteous before the King. That's how simple this armament is that you wear. You put on the righteousness of God in Christ. You walk right before God. And then Paul said in verse 15, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You think about that? Of course, he's looking at a soldier. They're trying to explain this to us in some kind of a form that'll make sense. Now, I used to read it, and it didn't mean anything. But peace. If that's part of the armament, what should we walk in? Peace. When you walk in peace with everybody, I mean, you don't get upset with nobody or nothing. You walk in total peace between yourself, your neighbor, and God. You open no doors to the devil. No doors. Now then, if you get angry with somebody and somebody says something and you want to retaliate and you want to do something, guess what you just done? You did exactly what the devil wants you to do. You just opened a door and you just got a chink in your armor, and the devil's going to come in and he's going to get you. So you got to do everything the Lord says here. And then above all, taking the shield of faith. Well, what is that? Wherefore, you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The shield of faith. How many of the fiery darts will it quench? All of them. That's right. What is faith? I studied this for years and years and years and did not understand what faith was. Faith is knowing God's Word and being able to quote it. If God said it, that's just like the other night a lady called me from England. She called me about five times before she got me. And she got up at 4:30 in the morning and called me last night, and it was 10:30 here. It's 4:30 in the morning in England. It's 10:30 last night whenever I got home. And I'd only been home a few minutes whenever my phone rang. And I just sat down, and I had just heated me up a plate of food, and I'd taken one bite of a hot plate of food when the phone rang. And I thought, do I answer that phone or do I eat this meal? And I thought, Lord, I got to answer that phone. I'm here. So I answered it, and it was this lady from England. She said, my name is so-and-so. And she said, I have Parkinson's. And she began to tell me about her problem. I said, ma'am, how old are you? She said, I'm 56. I said, how long have you had it? She said, I believe she said 4 years. I said, it has progressively gotten much worse in the last 4 years, hasn't it? She said, yes. I said, let me tell you what you did. I said, are you a daughter of the king? She said, yes. I said, you come up with symptoms. She said, yes. I said, you went to the doctor, didn't you? She said, yes. I said, and what did the doctor tell you? He said, well, I have the beginning phases of Parkinson's. I said, then you went and began to tell all of your friends, I have Parkinson's. She said, well, how did you know that? I said, because it's obviously much worse today. You've got progressively worse, and every time somebody calls you or you call somebody and they say, what's wrong with you? You say, I have Parkinson's. Well, she said, I'm just telling the truth. I said, no, you're not. You're telling the devil's lie. Satan is putting symptoms upon you. You are agreeing with him. She said, well, what should I say? I said, if you'd have known the word, well, first of all, when the symptom came upon you, you'd have never went to a doctor. The first thing you'd have did, you said, devil, I've got all my sins confessed. I'm walking holy before God. I'm not living in any kind of sin, so you have no legal claim to me. So in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, out. And I said, he would have had to have left. Because I said, James 4:7 says that Satan, well, you, first of all, you must submit yourself to God. If you resist the devil, then he will flee from you. I said, how do you resist the devil? First of all, I said, you must submit yourself to God. You must walk wholly in his sight. And if you walk wholly in his sight, then you resist him with, it is written. I said, when you quote God's word, tell the devil, devil, what do you not understand? That I have all authority over you in the name of Jesus, according to Luke chapter 10, verse 20. All authority is given to me, and you must be subject to me, so out in Jesus' name. I said, now then, but you didn't do that, did you? She said, no. I said, you didn't know God's word. She said, well, no, I guess I don't know very much of it. I said, and that's why you're sick. I said, that's why you're sick, because you don't know God's word. And see, people get offended real easy when you tell them you're sick because you don't know God's word. So I'm not going to tell you that I'm the one that said that. I'm going to take you to Hosea 4:6 and let God tell you. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That's what God says. So if I am quoting what God says, then I don't have to worry about offending you. I'm just telling you that my people, God speaking in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now then, that's what was wrong with me all those years. All those years that the devil beat up on me and everything, I didn't know who the enemy was. I mean, a spiritual realm that I cannot see, that's invisible, attacks me in my physical body. And he has the ability with his scorpions to penetrate right inside of my being, my physical body, to go right in me and make all kinds of things happen wrong in my physical body. To put pain, how can he get in? He can get in anywhere there's an opening in your body. You know any openings in your body? Yeah, several. All kinds of openings you have in your body. He can get in any one of them. Whenever a person unites himself with a person out of wedlock in a sexual relationship, you've got two openings where Satan will come in. Now, he might come into the woman or the man or both. He may already be in the man, and if he is, he's going to transfer to the woman. I've seen it many times. A woman that's clean and pure, like I knew of a young girl one time. This young girl was a virgin. She was a fine Christian girl. She graduated from high school clean and pure. She wouldn't hardly go with the boys, but she went off to college. Now she don't have mom and daddy there. She went off to college and she met the quarterback of the football team. I mean, he had already been to college a couple of years. He was a handsome young man and everything, and everybody liked him. And he liked her because she was a beautiful girl. So he asked her to go with him, and she finally did. And after a few dates, she fell to his temptations of sex. She had sex with that young boy one time. And then she found out she got AIDS. And in 1 year, that little girl was dead. One time she opened a door to a demon and he came in. And she didn't know how to get healed. See, she didn't know these principles. She didn't know that she wasn't supposed to do that. Oh, she asked, oh yeah, she knew she wasn't supposed to, but she didn't know the consequences where she was going to get a demon. If you thought, if you told your children, if your children sin, and if I sin as a mother and father, there is a demonic world waiting here to attack me. If I sin, it would change the way you do business. You want to know why you can be healthy and everything and going great guns and doing good? And all of a sudden, in the middle of the day, a flu comes right up on you. And I mean, your headache, it's just a way of life. No, you got to realize that just a few minutes before lunch, you got all upset at your boss or somebody else in there, and you read them a Rydeck and you treated them like a dog. And 2 hours later, the devil was on you and you were sick as you could be and you had to go home. You never put the two together. But that's what happens. God says to the man that'll have a long life and see good days, he must keep his tongue from speaking evil about others, over in 1 Peter 3. Do you think he meant that? I believe he did too. No, I don't believe he did. I know he did. If God said it, that settles it. It doesn't make a difference whether you and me believe it or not. You would be amazed at the people that send me writings and copies out of books and everything else. Now, Thurman, you're getting off on a tangent here. You need to be a little careful. This brother over here says you're teaching something that's not true. Well, I'll come back and say, how many people has he got saved? How many people has he got healed? How many people has he got delivered lately? And they say, well, I don't know if anybody ever got healed in his ministry. I say, well, I don't know whether I'm teaching the truth or not, but I'm teaching exactly what God's Word says. And if I'm teaching exactly what the Word said and God shows up to heal and deliver people all the time and I see all these wonderful miracles, I must be pleasing Him a little bit, right? And I love that. I love to see people get healed. So all I'm going to say is on my tapes, you're going to see I am a Word person. And I'm going to show you what God's Word says, and then I'm going to hope that I can make it so clear to you what it takes to walk in divine health that you will be able to leave here knowing what Jesus did for you on the cross, and that if you're sick, you can get well, and if you're not sick, that you're never going to have to worry about being sick again. You're going to walk in divine health. That's what we want you to do.
We'll have to stop the teaching right there today, but we will take up right there tomorrow. We hope you will join us again tomorrow for the continuation of the teaching on the believer's authority. Now, if you'd like to have this teaching in its entirety, we would be happy to send it to you free and postpaid if you will call this phone number, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, or if you'll contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org, www.tlsm.org. We'll be happy to send you these teachings free and postpaid. I hope you've enjoyed and will continue to enjoy the teachings on the Believer's Authority. Remember, they're free and postpaid to those that call.